Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining tonight's share on shareenjoyment.com, the nightly share, 10 to 10 for 10. Tonight's share is dedicated for Shlema Tubin Yamin Ben Daniela Margalit. And in the course of our learning, God willing, Ben Yamin should have a Refu Shlema Bakar of Mamash. So tonight's share, again, Parshas Naso. There's a very controversial topic that I wanted to raise with everyone. Of course, being controversial, it brings with it a chiddush, which is open for debate, and I'm sure it will trigger one, and that is that there are two types of ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in terms of taking care of Rishayim and their particular role in the Jewish narrative or the historical narrative of the Jewish people, I should rather say. So, for example, in every story, there's a protagonist, an antagonist, and we sometimes focus very heavily in a storyline on the protagonist. Like, what is the person doing? What's he experiencing? How did he get there? Where is he going? What's the next step, etc.? But oftentimes, without the antagonist, the protagonist doesn't really have that much of a storyline. It seems that it's almost like a person's on a train, and he doesn't know where the train is headed, but it's going into a tunnel. Now, that tunnel could yield a very negative outcome, or it could open up into a ray of sunshine. We really don't know. We don't have any idea. All we see in front of us is a tunnel, and we're hoping that that tunnel doesn't last too long, meaning we're not in the black or not in the dark too heavily, that we emerge. And then when we do, we see a ray of sunshine, and that is what gives us the hope. It's that eternal hope of the Jewish people that, you know, even when we experience challenge and difficulty, we somehow are able to never lose that glimmer of hope. And we say it to ourselves, we say it out loud. We say, Eyetov, it will be good. When someone says to you what exactly is happening right now in Israel, I was by a family in Teaneck this past Shabbos, and the person was a former soldier, now he's in his late 70s. And he turned to me and he said, Mordechai, Eyetov. It will be good. But I said to him, Noach, what do you feel right now? He said, it's very, very difficult. It's a difficult situation that we find ourselves in, to go into a hornet's nest and to hope that none of the hornets sting us when everything is booby-trapped and we give a little bit of reprieve, but then we're trying to do the right thing, which is to go house by house, and slowly we're bringing back hostages that are no longer with us, but at least we're benefiting a Jewish gevura. So turning the page to our current day, but really reflecting on the Parsha itself, we find that in Parshas Naso, there's a troubling narrative of about a sota. And it's not a topic that most people like to talk about. In fact, it's an easy topic to overlook. However, the Torah goes out of its way to say things such as, Yitin Hashem la'Allah Shva b'toch hamech, that a person will reference the story of that particular incident as though it were to be, if they meet up with someone they don't like, they would say, this should be a curse unto you, just like what happened to so-and-so should happen to you. Now, if you want to throw a little bit of humor on that, even though it's like black humor, but, you know, in Yiddish, they don't say terrible things. They say everything is like guys, so to speak. Like, I remember my grandmother, Allah Shalom, if she didn't like someone, or she would say, Machsa zoi be'atzibla metafisa rof and kop and dred, right? So if she was having a very bad experience at the market one day, and she felt that the person wasn't paying close attention to what she was looking for, she was old school Warsaw. So she would say things in Yiddish, like, make yourself like an onion with your head in the ground and your feet up in the air. All right, listen, it's not the nicest thing to say, but I'm sure that there are plenty not nice things to say that people say anyhow. And that's just the way maybe the old school dealt with it. They had a little bit of it sounds so much better, as they say in Yiddish. But the story of the sota is a troubling one, because the Kedushas Levi raises a very powerful question, and he asks, he says, Halo me Hashem lo teitze ra. If we all know that everything that comes from Hashem is good, so then the question then becomes, where is the good? When we say, Eyetov, that the matzav, that the situation in Israel will redeem itself, and we will emerge, and we will, God willing, it will be good. It just takes time, and it takes a lot of patience and a lot of perseverance and a lot of determination and grit. And as they say, you know, 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. We have a lot to do, and there's so much yet to accomplish, so much healing that needs to take place after the fact, once we bring everyone back home. And the nation of Israel, not just in the country of Israel, has to go through a healing process, and that does not happen overnight. It takes time. Anybody who's gone through any form of trauma, it stays with them for a long time, perhaps an entire lifetime. So therefore, there's a lot of patience that we have with one another. And the story of the Sota, reflecting back in between, going back and forth, we ask ourselves, what is the good that comes out of this? And the Kedushas Levi finds something very powerful and controversial. He says that when this individual goes up to Shemayim, she carries with her tremendous zechusim that opens up the door to Gan Eden. What are we talking about? A person was practicing infidelity. They were not acting in a way that's respectful to their spouse. And as a result, this individual drank water. After drinking the water, which has the name of Hashem written on a piece of parchment that evaporates into the water, if in fact the suspicion is false, she is blessed with beautiful, healthy, wonderful children that grow up to be tremendous influence on the Jewish community. And if, God forbid, it is not a positive outcome, then there is a terrible situation that occurs. And we don't really need to go into it tonight on the phone, but it's all written in the Torah. And as a result of that catastrophic event occurring, those that are present will bear witness to that experience and take upon themselves a shvua of their own to say that if I may have practiced infidelity in the past, then those days are long gone and I will never revisit them. I will change my path and I will change my ways and I will become a healed person, both in mind, body, and spirit, and I will never cheat on my spouse ever again. And so when these people, you know, live the story, meaning they witness the event, and those that are not present, meaning they will hear about what happened. And there were stories that happened during the time of the Chidah, during, you know, the 1500s, 1600s, about a case of a Sota. These stories stay with the Jewish people forever. They always will get transmitted. L'dor doros, the Mesoras HaTorah will never go away. It will be something to say, as we say, Moshe Emes, Ritoroso Emes, that not only is Moshe the conduit to convey the Torah to the Jewish people, but he is also the individual that we derive our faith, our backing. Everything is supported because we know that the Torah means business, that the Torah is truth. And if the Torah says that something like this will happen and we see it happening, then we know that we will mend our ways. So sometimes, sadly, we have to experience. All right. And sometimes when a person does something egregious, we have to actually turn to the parsha to have a better understanding as to how it's being viewed through the lens of the broader picture, the broader spectrum. So trying to tie this all together, the Kedushas Levi brings down that the individual who was a Sota goes up to Shemayim with this chusim of all the people in the room that witnessed the event and all those that will retell the event. And in that chus, she merits Gan Eden. So this is a controversial statement in the sense that, so therefore he says something very similar by Parshas B'Shalach, where he brings down that the Mitzrim earned his chus. And that's the controversy, right? Where we see positive and negative. And leave it to the Berditchever to always find positive and the negative, because he says that the Mitzrim, who caused us so much tumult, when the Jewish people saw that they were dead, when the Jewish people saw what happened to the Mitzrim, the tormentors, the people who put us through agony and pain and misery, we developed Yiras Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdo, and they developed Amuna in Moshe. So if not for the Mitzrayim, how would the Jewish people develop the level of Amuna that they have? And this raises other types of pivotal questions where we see terrible things happening, but we see a positive outcome. And that's why it's controversial. We don't want to give credit to our oppressors. We don't want to give them any inch to have any schosim. But is it possible, if we're looking at things from a divine setting, where Hashem is trying to influence the world for the better, Hashem sometimes sends very difficult messages that come into this world, and they create an environment by which we increase our tefillos, by which we daven, by which we increase our achdus. And all of this perhaps is, again, controversial, but sometimes a necessary evil that has to come into the world in order for all of us to emerge as better people. So the parsha, again, to close out, says, Yitin Hashem la'ala u'lishva b'toch hameich. We ask the question, Halo me Hashem lo teitzei ra? Isn't it true that everything that comes from Hashem is all good? And we answer, yes, there is good. Because at the end of the day, as a result of this sota that leaves this world, she goes up to Shemayim and brings with her the key or the recipe for her own Gan Eden. At the same time, reinforcing down here on earth the necessary requirements that we've taken upon ourselves when we sign the ksuba and when we practice fidelity to our spouse to remain loyal, faithful, and trusting throughout our marriage. With that, I want to wish everyone a refuah shalema for those that need it, for Klal Yisrael, Yeshua Bekarov, and we should have a successful week and hear Besuras Tovos.